Noontide shadows were lengthening when Orkwell saw the ford running across the path up ahead. Stumbling and staggering with exhaustion, he tottered forward, grunting with the effort of placing one footpaw in front of the other. On reaching the ford, he lay on his stomach in the shallow edge, letting forth a sigh which sounded like a deflating balloon. Water! Fresh running water! Orkwell sucked up huge draughts of the clean, cold liquid. Then he rolled into the ford and went deeper, allowing the currents to carry him downriver for a distance. Grabbing the hanging branches of a willow tree, he halted his progress. His footpaws just barely touched bottom. The river came up to his chin. After ducking his head several times, Orkwell clung there, feeling the soothing current washing him clean and refreshing his body. What a wonderful thing river water is, he thought. Then he noticed the water vole, watching him from the far bank. Redwall Abbey had taught Orkwell manners. He nodded amiably to the creature.
Good day to ye, sir.
The water vole was a big bushy old beast, his dark brown fur heavily streaked with grey. He squinted at the young hedgehog, snapping out a reply.
Never mind what sort of day it is. What are you trespassing round here for, eh?
Orkwell put on a friendly smile.
I'm sorry. I didn't know I was trespassing. I was only taking a bath.
The water vole nodded, first up, then downriver.
Plenty a river both sides without dirtying up my stretch. Are ye stealing my watercress? Is that it, eh?
Orkwell shook his head, still acting friendly.
No, sir, honestly. Matter of fact, I've had all my supplies stolen from me. Back there, down the path. It was a bunch of magpies that did it.
The water vole smiled maliciously.
Serves you right then, don't it? No thieving magpie get near my watercress. Not my fault your victuals got pinched, it's your own. No beast takes a bath round here except me, so get moving, edge pig.
Orkwell had been building up a dislike for the water vole. He was about to deliver a few cutting insults when the water vole suddenly spoke cordially to him.
Do you see those big clumps of watercress growing by the bank, matey? Would you pick some of them for me?
Orkwell saw his opportunity to do what he had been planning, help some beast out who lived by the river. Maybe this water vole wasn't such a bad old codger. There might be a chance that he could live with him for the season, helping out. Holding his chin high, he waded across to where the watercress grew in profusion.
Certainly, sir. My name's Orkwell Prink. Now you just let me know when I've thrown enough watercress over. Here comes the first lot.
He began heaving bunches of the plant to the water vole, who caught them eagerly, stacking them high. The young hedgehog went to his task with a right good will, conversing as he did.
This looks like good fresh cress, sir. What'll you be making with it? A salad?
The water vole nodded.
Aye, salad. Though that'll do for lunch tomorrow. I'm going to make a big pot of my favourite watercress, mushroom and water shrimp soup.
The young hedgehog chuckled.
Sounds wonderful. I've never tasted a soup like that before, sir.
The water vole clambered out onto the bank. He picked up a bow and arrows. Notching a shaft to his bowstring, he sneered in a cold, hard voice.
And you're not likely to taste it, awful stink, or whatever your name is. Now leave that watercress alone and get out of here afore I puts an arrow in you. Go and find your own food someplace else. You ain't getting none of mine. Move!
Orkwell was shocked by the water vole's meanness and told him so in no uncertain terms.
Why, ye nasty old skinflint, you selfish, crafty, grasping cress-grabber. If I'd known...
The water vole aimed the arrow, drawing back his bowstring threateningly.
Shut your mouth, edge pig, and make yourself scarce. I'll give you a count of three, then I shoot!
By the look in his mean little eyes, Orkwell knew that he was not joking. He immediately began swimming back to the ford.